Good morning. This is Rusty Brand with the Oakland Church of Christ. I want to take just a moment this morning to thank you for taking the time to listen to the radio program. If you listen on a regular basis, you know that we have different men from our congregation who kind of take turns, if you will, about doing this, and we get the opportunity to do it, I guess, about every other month or so. And we're thankful for that. We're thankful for the chance to provide some thoughts and encouragement to you from the scriptures, and that's certainly what I hope to do this morning and the rest of this week, and that is provide some thoughts that hopefully will be encouraging to you. I know I run into some people occasionally who comment on the radio program. We appreciate the nice words that you say, and we hope again this week that we can say some things that might be encouraging to you. This week what I want to do is for us to think about the idea of waiting on the Lord. Throughout the scriptures, we see a thought similar to that, the idea of waiting on God that appears at different times. It actually appears in several different places. So the idea of waiting on the Lord is what we want to talk about. Let me just share some scriptures with you to begin our study this morning and for this week. Psalms 27 and verse 14 says, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." Psalm 130 and verse 5 says, "I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I do hope." The following verse, Psalm 130 and verse 6 says, "My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning." Yes, more than those who watch for the morning. A couple more. Psalm 62 and verse 5 says, "My soul, wait silently for God alone, for my expectation or my hope is from him." And then I'll read one more, Isaiah 30 and verse 18. Isaiah says, "Therefore the Lord will wait, that he may be gracious to you, and therefore he will be exalted, that he may have mercy on you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for him." And we could really go on and on in reading scriptures that talk to us about waiting on God, you know, and kind of pulling together the thoughts around this idea of waiting on the Lord. I ran across what I thought was somewhat of a funny story. I said there was a man who was outside. He was lying on the ground. He was looking up at the stars, and he was talking to God. And he asked God, "How long is a million years to you, God?" And God replied, "It is only a minute to me, my son." Then the man also asked God, he said, "God, how much is $1 million to you?" And God replied to him, "It is only a penny to me, my son." So the man thought for a moment and he said, "Well, could you give me a penny?" And God said, "Sure, just give me a minute." And so we realize the humor in that and the sort of the funny nature of that story. But the one thing we can certainly take from it is, for the most part, we are not good at waiting. You know, the thought of waiting on the Lord is certainly not one that is new. There are many kind of religious leaders, if you will, who share encouragement with people about waiting on the Lord. However, for the most part, what you hear around that topic is the idea is that if we will just be patient and we will just wait on God, that he is in some way going to bless us in some earthly or material way. And a lot of times that's about money or something financial, that if we will just continue to be faithful, God is going to make sure that we get the money and all the money that we need, and we're just going to be blessed in so many ways, but if we'll just be faithful to him. And while I'll admit, and I think most of us will, that's an encouraging thought, there is nowhere in Scripture where God has promised that we will be wealthy. There is nowhere in Scripture that would tell us that God is going to give us some windfall into our finances based on our faithfulness to him. But God has promised, and he has promised very clearly, that we will have what we need, that he'll bless us in those ways. And we certainly know that God will bless us in financial ways. But the idea that we're going to talk about this week in terms of waiting on the Lord is not in terms of earthly blessings. So we hope that you'll tune in with us. Let me close by inviting you to come and visit us sometime at the Oakland Church of Christ. We'd love to have you. We meet at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, which is just off of New Cut Road. We meet on Sunday mornings at 9:30 for Bible study, 10:20 for worship. again at 5 in the evening and at 7 on Wednesday nights. We'd love to have you. May God bless you today.